Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my
Wiley, and I'm telling you, I am excited on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I'm telling you, I can just turn some cartwheels all over this place, how excited I am on today. I just want to let you know on today that this is the Lord doing, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us the right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus on today, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, God, for saving me. Oh, I'm telling you, on today, I'm telling you, you should just get in your spirit and just tell the Lord yes on today. Tell them, yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Yes, God, I'll be obedient. Yes, God, I'll walk like that. Yes, God, I'll talk like that. Yes, God, I'll do everything that you want me to do. But, God, I'm just here on today to tell you, yes, God, to begin to appreciate him on today. Begin to tell him how much you love him on today. Just don't even ask him for nothing. Just tell him, Lord, can I be a service unto you on today? What do you want me to do for you on today? Because, God, I say yes. God, my mind says yes. My heart says yes. My spirit says yes. My soul says yes. But begin to tell God on today, yes. Hallelujah. That's all he wants anyway. You know, it's kind of like us as parents. You know, like a lot of times when our kids, you know, make us mad and make us upset and, you know, frustrated with them, when they begin to get on their nice side, they say, Mom, Dad, I just love you. You know, you're the best mom in the world. You're the best dad in the world. You know, I just love you. And you know, it's like we'll just give them anything. Or they say, Mom, you just sit back. I'll clean the house. Mom, I'll cook. You know, Dad, I'll do this. It's like we'll just give them anything. That's how God is. All we got to do is tell them, oh, Father God, I love you. Oh, Abba, Father, I need you. Oh, God, I can't walk this walk without you. Oh, God, I worship you on today. God, I worship you because not what you've done, but for who you is. I worship you, God, because you, I am who I am. And whatever at the point in time I need you to be, God, I just worship you. I thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me, for healing me, delivering me, and setting me free and saving me for myself. Oh, God, I just love you, God, because you're El Shaddai. I love you, God, because you're omnipresent. If I turn to the left, you are there. If I turn to the right, you are there. If I walk forward, God, in the midst of the wind, you are in the winds. God, if I go backwards, God, and I go that way, you are there. God, if I go counterclockwise, you are there. God, if I bend down, you there. If I go up, you there. But you just a wonderful God that's always there, hearing, seeing, watching, knowing, loving, caring, Father God. That's all he wants. And when you begin to tell him that, I'm telling you, no good thing does he withhold from you. Why? Because it says that he's the Lord God's Sun and Shield. He bestows favor and honor on your life, and no good thing does he withhold from you. So if he's the Lord God's Sun and the Shield, see, y'all need to catch that in the winds right there. He's the Sun, Lord God's Sun and the Shield, meaning that when the sun shines bright on you, if it's too hot, he's the shield to protect you from getting sunburned. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of us, when the sun is shining bright on us, we'll get some sunscreen, some protecting screen to protect our skin, but we don't need to do that in this type of sun shining I'm talking about. I hope somebody catch that out there on the airways in the spirit. But he is the Lord God here. He's the sun and the shield, meaning that whatever you need and trust and desire him to be, he's a shield in the time of your protection. He's a protector, protect you from yourself. He's a protector, protect you from seen and unseen harm and danger. He's the Lord God's Son and shield, and he bestows favor and honor on you, so no good thing does he withhold from you. So I'm letting you know out there, I am royalty listeners, kings and queens with riches, men and women of God, I want you to know that the best, it's always on your life. Why? You should always walk in the best because you're blessed by the best and forget about the rest. You are blessed by a God that has everything in the palms of his hands. He controls everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of their earth. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. So since all of us here anyway, you are blessed by the best. Your mama can't do it. No, no. I know you thought at first, you know, everything, whenever you go through something, your mom is the one that really can do it. But no, it's just her prayers. That's all. She's a praying mother, just her prayers. I know you think, you know, you got your daddy right. You can go, your daddy here, make it better. Yeah, it's just your daddy's touch. His touch really just coming from God. That's all it is. It's just your father's prayers. I know you think Pookie and Ray Ray and Nene and Sasha and all them can help you. But no, it's not really them at all. It's just the Lord. No, I know you think your boo and your husband, your wife and your best friend and all them can help you. But no, they can't help you. It's the Lord God who is the sun and shield, and he bestows favor and honor over your life, and that's who it really is. See, you cannot depend on truly no one but the Lord. I'm telling you, I've been there. See, most people say, my mom, I could have been on to the end, and that's great, because I'm telling you, I wish I had a mother like that. But I'm telling you, I know what it is like to be betrayed by every side of the stick of the stick. But I'm here to tell you on today, in the midst of all that betraying, in the midst of all that hurt, pain, and sorrow, the Lord, who was always there, he was always having his hands wrapped around me. He was on me every time I fell like I wanted to lay down to the ground in the dirt. He always lift me up and say, get up. Put your tough skin on and keep on walking. He let me know that he got my back, and if I fall, he got his hands all around. He let me know when I think it's only one track walking, he is the one that's walking with me. Come on, somebody. He lets me know when I think I'm all by myself, head over, and I think I have no one loves me. He lets me know that he is the one that loves me from the beginning to the end of my life. He loved me in my stinking nasty mess. He loved me when I didn't even know how to love myself. Hey, come on, somebody. He was there for me when I thought that I didn't have nobody to be there for. God is the one that we should worship and give all our time and our energy to. God is the one, whenever the doctors say you got a negative report, God is the one to turn that thing around and make it a positive report. Come on, somebody. When you ain't got another 18 cents or 1 cent in your pocket, God is the one to make it be 1,800, 18,000. Come on, do I got a witness on today? God is the one. When you're in that bad, broken relationship and you feel like your mind is off, you feel like you just basically a walking dead, a zombie, God is the one to breathe life in those nostrils and say, live, and you will not die, but you will declare my work, says the Lord of God of hosts. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, never, ever in your life accept defeat in this season. Come on, somebody. Don't accept defeat at all, because it's not of God. Don't accept failures. Don't accept none of those things. Don't accept lack. Don't accept poverty, because it does not belong to you. Because you are a king's kid, and king kids obtain wealth in this season. So I just want you to say right now to yourself, say, self, you are a king's kid, and you obtain everything. Come on. Say it again. Say, self, you are a king's kid, and you obtain everything. Reason why is just because you think, well, he say I obtain everything, but God don't give me everything. Well, you need to read Psalms 2, verse 8. It says, only ask. This is what the Lord said. Only ask, and he will give you the nations as all of your inheritance and the end of the earth as your possessions. Meaning, if you really just want the earth and you're doing what you need to do as a child of the king, he can give that unto you. How can you think a lot of people that's wealthy in the land have their own yard? They have their own land. They have houses named after them. Because you know what? Somewhere, somehow, deep down inside, they asked for that stuff, and it came to pass. Whatever you want in this season, begin to open up your mouth and speak those things in the atmosphere, because you're an atmosphere changer. And watch God bless your life. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, and bless him. Hallelujah. He's worthy on today. Hallelujah. To be praised. He's the author and the finisher of your faith on today. I'm telling you, the word that God has given me for the peoples, I'm going to do some few announcements, and then I'm going to get to this word that God has given me. I'm telling you, it's a right now word fresh off the press of heaven. He gave this to me this morning, and I'm telling you, it blessed my life on today. It begins to make me begin to really worship God. I always worship God, spirit and truth, but I went to another level of worship. How many out there know that even though you worship God 3, 4, 5 times a day, you can go to another level of worship? Come on, somebody. You can go to another level of worship. And in this season of your life, God wants you to just, he wants more of you. He wants more of you. He wants more of your mind to stay focused on him. He wants more of your heart to fall more in love with him. You need to ask God to let you fall in love with him once again. See, like, I don't know about nobody after I've been married, but I was married for 13 years. And in my marriage, I had to begin to ask God to let me fall in love with this man again. Because if I didn't, I would have fell out of love with him. Some of y'all may say you love God, but you just need that zeal that you have in your first fell in love with God. You need to say, self, I'm going to fall back in love with the Lord again. I'm going to do this thing all over again, just like the beginning. I don't know about y'all, but I tell God on a daily basis, I need that new touch on a daily basis. I don't need yesterday's touch. Yesterday was good. Do you hear me? We have some church up in Greater Liberty. But you know what? I need today's anointing. I want today's prosperity. I want today's overflow. I want to walk in today's excellence. I want to walk in today's greatness. I want to walk in today's royalty, because you know why? Because he gives us mercy and grace on a daily basis. I don't need yesterday's. I need today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. He is worthy. I'm telling you, he's going to open up some doors and some people's lives is listening on today that I'm telling you no man can close. If you expecting God to do something, you can expect him to do it in your life this year just like that. This is the year of the unexpected. Let me say that one more time for you out there. Expect the unexpected, meaning whatever you trust and ask God to do for your life, you can expect him to do it just like that. As fast as you say, amen, you should expect him to do it just like that. You know, I don't want to say we believe that, but I'm telling you, you should get to the level in your life, you should just know that. Yeah, I know I believe that, but baby, I know you believe, but baby, I just know that he's going to do this. I know that he got my back. I know he's going to answer this prayer. I know he is able to do this exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power working in me. And since it's all up to me, and according to my faith, let it be so unto me, I'm going to definitely know then. I want to go past this believing. I want to get to the point that I just know God got my back. Come on, somebody. And if you know that he has your back, just praise him right now on top of that. Say hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah. I want to start off today's announcement with Valentine Bazaar. If you're in the area on Saturday, February 5th, 2011, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ is a place to come. At 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be having a Valentine Day Bazaar at 1921 East Empire, Benson Harbor, Michigan, 49022. If you are in the area, you just want to have a good Holy Ghost time, you just want to enjoy yourself in the Lord and eat and just chillax, you know, and lay back and enjoy a good day of fellowship and games, come on out to the Valentine's Day Bazaar. It'll be all kinds of crafts, baked goods, floral arrangements, Mary Kay, handmade handkerchiefs, handmade jewelry, books and clothing, and door prizes every hour. Now, where are you going to get that? Every hour you can win a prize. And when I'm telling you, it'd be good prizes, too. So come on out to the Valentine's Day Bazaar. I'm telling you, you will not wish you had not. You will come on out and you will enjoy it. Tell everyone in your area, if you're in the Benton Harbor, St. Joe, Michigan, or even if you're out of town, it'd be a good weekend for you to come on down and just relax in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is doing great things in Greater Liberty. I just thank God for just having one of the best church homes that the world can have. I'm saying I have the best apostle in the world. I have the best first lady in the world. I have the best mother in the world. I have the best GL family in the world. And I love them. And I just want to say congratulations to Apostle Michael V. Robinson. Hallelujah. Hey, everybody, if you're out there and you're GL and you're listening, hey, say yes. I'll tell you, our apostle yesterday, he got blessed, he got appointed, he got ordained, he got a certificate as state administrator of Michigan. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is doing big things in the temple. And also, I say congratulations to Mother Marcia Newsom. On yesterday, she got appointed and ordained and a certificate as state assistant swimming supervisor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just so proud of them. I am God be proud of them because I knew God is elevating the temple and he's taking the leaders higher and we all go higher in the Lord. You know, when the head goes up, the whole body follows. So I'm telling you, y'all should get excited because you know what? If you got a leader, your leader's next for a promotion. This is the season that God is doing promotions in this season. And your leader's life, in your life, and if you're married, in your spouse's life, just everything around you life, God is just setting us all up for promotion. God is in the transfer mode. God is in the transitioning mode. God is in the transfiguration mode in this season. Hallelujah. Also, like the next announcement is Millie's Boutique. Millie's Boutique is a hair shop at 219 East Main Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan, where it's a 50% off sale. Yes, 50% off sale. She's selling all types of hair products, lace wigs, front lace wigs. She's selling all types of hair, Remy, and it's 50% off. And if you are not in the area, you can call her at 269-925-9447, 269-925-9447, and she also does shipping and handling. So you can also tell her to send you a catalog or email some pictures, and she'll send it to you. And I'm telling you, she has the best hair so far that I love in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Next, we have Patricia's Unlimited Tax Services. Yes, Patricia's Unlimited Tax Services. If you are ready to get your tax file, W-2, e-file, work stand, whatever you need for taxes done, you can call Sister Patricia at 269-925-0532. 269-925-032. And not only that, you can call at 269-759-3499, 269-759-3499. And I'm telling you, you not only you will also get your taxes done, but you'll get them done right, and you'll get a right now dynamic word of God. Hallelujah. And that is all for the announcements on today. I'm telling you, I love when God blesses his people. I get excited about what God is doing in this season, a blessing his children with their own businesses. I'm telling you, everything I just announced are King's Kids businesses. It's the royal business. I'm telling you, I love when my brothers and sisters in the Lord and kings and queens with riches sit in heavenly places, obtain their businesses. I like to promote it any way possible that I can do it so that people know that God's kids have their own as well. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know on today. Today is called Motivational Monday. Yes, today is called Motivational Monday. I'm telling you, God has so many great things in store for us. Do you not know that God has so many right now words for us? It's a time and a season for everything, but I want you to know that this is the time now. And today is called Motivational Monday, meaning that I want you to motivate yourself for greatness. I want you to motivate yourself for excellence. I want you to motivate yourself for prosperity. I want you to motivate yourself for just going higher in God. I want you to motivate yourself, I'm telling you, for the next level of walking in the greatness that God has on your life. I want you to motivate yourself and say, self, today is your day. Self, today everything will work out for your good. Self, you are a magnet for the blessings of God. That means material blessings, spiritual blessings, financial blessings, miracles, signs, and wonders. You just are a magnet for the blessing for God. Say, self, you are a king or a queen sitting in heavenly places. Self, you're going to attain that purpose, walk in that destiny, and that prosperity. Self, you are successful. Self, I'm telling you, you can lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, cast out demons. Self, I motivate you to walk in that place and going higher in God. So today is Motivational Monday, and I'm telling you, God has something in store for you, but you got to motivate yourself on today. Come on, somebody. How many out there just want to motivate yourself? I just want you to lay hands on yourself and say, self, today is a great day. Self, today is open doors day. Self, today things work out for your good. And self, you will not accept defeat over your life because you obtained flawless victory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. You will obtain flawless victory because you know what? On today, everything works out your way. So don't worry about the bills. Don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about the job. Don't worry about the business. Don't worry about the ministries. Don't worry about nothing because you know why? You are a magnet on today. Everything is going to fall into your lap because you magnetized. Everything that's from God is going to fall into your life because you are magnetized on today. I'm telling you, God has great things in store for your life. And the best is yet to come in your life. I'm telling you, Motivational Monday on today is the day that you get it, you get it, you get it. Let me say that again. You get it, you get it, you get it. Don't stop, but get it, get it. Get all that the Lord God has for your life. Hallelujah. He has so many great things in store for you. I'm telling you, this is the time that we walk in the right now faith. Is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. This is the season that we walk in faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. This is the season that we grab everything. This is the season that we walk of faith comes by faith and not by sight. This is the season that we walk in everything that the Lord is raining down from heaven. I'm telling you, let's let him rain on you. Let him drench on you. Let him do what he needs to do because this is the season that you obtain it all. And you know what? I want you to make a list out on today because you know what? Tomorrow is February, and it starts as Faith, Favor, Finance, February, meaning if you want your faith to go up, it's done. You want some more favor, it's done. You need some more finances, it's done. So whatever you need God to do before 12 o'clock comes on tonight, I want you to begin to write down things that you want God to do, and I want you to go every day, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever way you choose, even just for the end of the month, to check and check out everything that God has granted off your prayer requests. Make your petitions known unto God, write them down, and watch him answer every prayer request that's on that list. Come on, somebody. I know somebody got some needs that they need God to do and got some wants and even some desires for February. Well, you begin to write them down on today, and you begin to open up your mouth. You can trust and know that God is going to do it for your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, bless him, because I'm telling you, it's time now. You obtain everything. Whatever you want, It's yours. And I want you to begin even put at the top of the list. Whatever your name is, just for example, self. Now I can use an example. Tashana, February is your month. And I'm going to write down everything that I want God to do and watch him do it. I'm just not going to believe him to do it. I'm to the point I K-N-O-W-W-W-W. No, he's going to do it. I'm on the www.com note knowing that he's going to do it for my life. I know it's done and all well, even when I think the promise is dead. It's well because he said it's well. It's well because I know my father can give me whatever I ask of him. I know it's well because if I open up my mouth, he's going to answer my prayers. I know it's well because he gave me the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. So I know it's well in my life. Hallelujah. Well, I want everyone to know that today's topic is coming out of Genesis 41, and it's starting with verse 29. And I want you to know that the topic that the Lord gave me is the Lord uphold the righteous. Somebody should get excited about that altogether. The Lord uphold the righteous. If you're in that number, you should get excited because the Lord is upholding you right now. Hallelujah. He's doing some great things in your life right now. Hallelujah. He's opened up some doors in your life. Hallelujah. He is opening up the windows of heaven in your life. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, you should get excited all about that all together. So I'm coming out of verse 29, and then when I read verse 29, I'm going to read verse 46 through 49, and then I'm going to go into Psalms 37, verse 25 and 26. And the word of the Lord, Genesis 41 and 29, says this: 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt. Let me say that again. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt. I'm going to read this one more time for the Holy Ghost to seal the deal. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt. Now, come on, somebody. Now, I don't want to get happy again all by myself. This is the word of the Lord. This ain't associated Pastor Tashana word, but this is the word of the Lord. Genesis 41, verse 29. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt. Well, I'm here to let you know, 7 years of great abundance is coming in your life. Who all ever obtained and grabbed this word on today? Whoever listened to this word on today? 7 years is what the Lord is saying to the people in this season. Hallelujah. Verse 46 to 49. And the word of the Lord says, Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out of Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. I want to let you know that during this 7 years that God is going to bring abundance in your life, your land is going to produce plentifully. That means everything. That means yourself, your healing, your deliverance, your ministry, the people you know, your money, your family, your friends, your church, whatever your business, whatever you want to touch, your enemies, your foes, whatever it is that's surrounding you, for the next 7 years, God is going to pour out abundance, and it's going to produce plentifully in your life. Come on, somebody. It's going to produce plentifully in your life. Joseph collected all the food produced in these 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In this season of your life, I want you, this is what God's been doing for me, and it's beginning to bless me. I did the whole month of January. I never done it before in my life. I just normally just write out just my bill that I pay, and that's it. I never kept track of every intake in and out that I have. But I've done that for January, and I began to realize, oh, wow, I'm supposed to be spending some money. Do you hear me? But, you know, as even as normally I would probably get upset, and people that know me know that, oh, I'll go off the rooftop when there's over money spent. But this time, I began to just begin to bless God because it's a blessing to have this money, this much money after my bills paid and tithes paid, to spend out. So I began to say, oh, my God, Lord, I was beginning to wonder and say, Lord, you really is taking care of me because this is like a little bit over what I even get. So I know you taking care of me. And I began to just thank God. So in this season of your life, as it says in verse 48, Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance and stored them in the cities, meaning that whatever that you get after you pay your tithes, after you pay your bills, after you tithe yourself, put something to the side for a rainy day. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 that he that gathers money little by little will make it grow, meaning that if it's $20 you put up out of each check, put it to the side and don't touch it. Mark it off as a bill that's paid, so you ain't even got to go back and get that because God is going to do something in your life, men and women of God. God is going to bless you like he blessed Joseph and Pharaoh and Egypt in the time of famine. See, they say we're going through a recession, but the devil is a liar and a defeated foe. You can't find that nowhere in the word of God. But we are in a season of possession, possessing the land that the Lord God has given us, a land flowing with milk and honey. But you have to follow this rule of Joseph if you want to be blessed. See, if you want to be blessed, and you already are blessed because you're God's children, but God gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to maintain some things. So if he can trust us, like Luke chapter 6 says, if he can trust us with little, he'll make us rule of many. Now think about this. We all say we want millions, we want overflow, we want wealth, but if God can't trust us with $500 a month, how can God trust with $5,000 or $15,000 or $50,000 or $50 million? $50 million. How can God trust us with anything and we can't even maintain the $2,000 we get a month? How can God trust with anything we can't maintain the $5,000 that we get a month and we say we want $50,000 and $5 million and $50 million? How can he do that? He has to see, can he trust us in the little that we have to make us rule of much? I don't know about y'all, but over the years, I done had some money in my life. But I tell you, some things I didn't even see in their lifetime, and I just jumped it off because I didn't have God's counsel. I didn't have God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But in this year of my life, I'm beginning to go out and do everything that God has told me to do. If God say save it, Tashana gonna save it. If God say give it, Tashana gonna give it. If God say not to give it, Tashana's not gonna give it. Because you know why? Because in this season of our life, God has given us the overflow. God has taken us to another level of greatness. God has taken us to another level that we will be the lender and never again be the borrower. God has taken us over, we be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. So in this season of our lives, we have to just trust and know that God is going to bless us because his word says so. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Ooh, Jesus. So also verse 48 says, in each city, Joseph put up food, ground, and the field surrounding it, meaning that he put some money to the side. Well, we go up a little further in verse 19, it says that Joseph, that the Pharaohs told Joseph to put 5% of the earnings up to the side. Now, I'm here to let you know. Now, this is what God told me, and he had me redo it over this morning. Out of 100% of our money, he only wants 10%. So we got 90% left all to ourselves. That's how much God loves us. The bills want more than we do, more than God do. We want more than God do. You know, other things want more than our money than God do. God only wants 10% little, and we got 90% to ourselves. I don't know about y'all, but my kids want more than what God wants. Myself want more than what God wants. And when I was married, my husband, whenever we looked out for each other, he wanted more than what God wants. God only wants 10% of our money. And once we pay that faithfully, that the rest is ours. So we got 90% left. And all the word of the Lord said in Genesis 41, put 5% more up to the side for a rainy day. So if you make $2,000 and you give God $200, you got $1,800 left. Put an extra $100 up to the side. That's the other 5%. And you got $1,700. Because that $100 is going to grow. He that gathers money little by little will make it grow. Proverbs 13 says so. And when you keep on doing that and building that and doing that and building that and doing that and building that, you know it, you're going to be blessed whenever anything comes your way because you're going to be prosperous and the rain of abundance is going to fall in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 49, Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain. When the Bible says grains are considered as money. See, he went over the 5%. He began to store up huge quantities because he knew that he had to take care of home. He knew he had to take care of the people. I call him a wise leader. He knew that if a rainy day come, they already prepared for it. Come on, somebody. And it says that when he stored up huge quantities of grain, it was like the sand of the sea. Wow. Ooh, Jesus. Don't you know how much sand is in the sea? Don't you know when you go to the beach how much grain that is? How much it is? That's how much God want to pour in your life. Somebody took their seven and say, abundance, abundance, abundance. Hey, God, say abundance is all over my life like the sand of the sea. Hey, God, I want y'all to say it one more time. Touch yourself and say, abundance is all over my life like the sand of the sea. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 49 that it was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Jesus, it was beyond measure, meaning that Malachi 3, verse 10 came to pass in his life, that the Lord said, if you pay your tithes and offers, I will open up the windows of heaven. have room enough to receive and take it all in. Come on, somebody. That means once you pay your tithe and you put 5% over to the side, or you just be like Joseph and you begin to go over and beyond, that you will be blessed by the best. That means when you walk into a bank and you decide that you want a loan, you'll get blessed by that. If you begin to say, I want this car and I want it paid in full, God's going to give you the favor. If you begin to say, I want to buy this house, God's going to give you the favor. In this season of your life, God is upholding you because you are the righteous. God is opening up doors in your life because you are the righteous. God is doing great things in your life because you are the righteous. God is pouring out great quantities of grain like the sand of the sea in your life. He is telling you he's going beyond measures in your life. He is giving you the overflow right now. Hey, God, he is giving you just blessings after blessings after blessings after blessings coming in your life in the month of February, in the month of March. Actually, the whole 2011, God is going to bless your life like never before. Come on, somebody, and praise him and bless God for the things he's going to give and do in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The things that he is going to do in your life, the overflow he's going to give you in your life. Don't you know? Don't you were chosen for this? Don't you know you were predestined by God for you to walk in the abundance? Don't you know that nothing but abundance is over your life? Don't you know you walk in greatness? Don't you know that it's God's design for you to have an overflow? It never was God designed for you to lack. It was never God designed for you to go without. It was never God designed for you to beg and ask anybody for anything, because the overflow is already predestined for your life. I want somebody to touch their hand, put their hand on their head and say, I'm walking in the Joseph anointing. Hey, God, and I'm walking in the Joseph favor in the name of Jesus, and praise God on it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God. I don't know about y'all out there on today, but the Lord, he is God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, he is an awesome God. Hey, God, he is an awesome, dynamic God that will give you whatever you need and whatever you desire in your heart. Now I'm going to Psalm 37, verse 4. And we all know this scripture so well, but today it's a new revelation. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. See, remember, we just said in Genesis 41 that he will give us blessings like the sand of the seashore, and that he will pour beyond measures of our life of abundance. Well, don't you know that when God begins to do that, whatever you desire in your heart, whatever your heart beats for, whatever your breath breathes for, God is going to begin to give you that in this season? How many faith believers out there on today just know that they know that they know that it's theirs? How many faith believers out there today know that nothing but abundance is on your life? How many faith believers out there today know the Lord upholds you right now? How many faith believers out there know that they look up to the hills, or the Messiah, and what's coming out of their help, and their help comes from the Lord and made the heaven and earth? How many faith believers out there know that it's already done, and that's your last name, and it's stamped in Jesus' name? How many of you out there know that God has your back, and whatever you ask for him in this season, you ain't got to worry about it? You can chillax. So you can sit back and chillax and know that God got it already done for you. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Oh, God, come on and bless the name of the Lord your God on today, because he is so worthy, so worthy, so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, he is awesome. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God. I want to read verse 18 and 19 of Psalms 37, and this really touched me real deep. And this ties in with Genesis 41, because you know in Genesis 41, when Joseph came on the scene, Pharaoh had a dream of 7 years of famine and 7 years of prosperity. And this is what the Lord gave me in verse 18 and 19 of Psalms 37. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care. See, you under the Lord's care. You under the care of the best person in the world to handle your life. And their inheritance will endure forever. Come on, somebody. Now, somebody should get excited about that. Your inheritance will endure forever, forever. Do you hear what I'm saying on today? Forever. Mean that your inheritance will keep on coming and coming and coming and coming. Why? Because Psalm 68 says he loads you daily with benefits. So on every day, you're going to get your inheritance. So you need to wake up in the morning every day expecting your inheritance, expecting it to come in the mail, expecting it to be in your bank account, expecting it to surprise you, show up, expect somebody to give it to you, expect it to fall in your lap, expect it to come from the winds, expect it to come from the rocks, expect it to come from the fish. Come on, somebody. Expect it when you walk to the store, but expect your inheritance. inheritance to endure in your life forever. And also the Bible says, Psalm 37 verse 19, in times of disaster, they will not wither. That means, oh God, come on somebody. That means whatever everybody in the world says going on around you, you ain't got to worry about your finances drying up. You ain't got to worry about your ministry drying up. You ain't got to worry about your business drying up. You ain't got to worry about losing nothing. You ain't got to worry about losing no sleep. You ain't got to worry about losing no weight. You ain't got to worry about going without eating what you normally eat on a daily basis, because the word of the Lord says in Psalms 37 verse 19, in times of disaster, they will not wither. Oh, bless our God on today. Come on, come on. That means you will bear much fruit. And it goes back to Psalms 1, verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and all season may he bear much fruit. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And this is the part that I love so much. At the ending part of verse 19, it says, in the days of famine, they will enjoy plenty and have more than enough. Come on, somebody. That means in the time and season of our life right now, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Because in the days of the world called recession or famine, you ain't got to worry about it, because you're going to enjoy plenty. You're going to have more than enough. Just like in Genesis 41, when Joseph put everything to the side and began to get abundance like the sand of the seashore, and the Lord blessed him beyond measure that he couldn't even keep count of nothing because it was all coming in. I want you to know, I want you all today, faith believers, to begin to prophesy to everything in your life. Prophesy to your business. Prophesy to your ministry. Prophesy for your church. Prophesy for your children. Prophesy to your finances. Prophesy to your bank account. Prophesy to your purses. Prophesy to your cabinets. Prophesy to your clothes. Prophesy to your healing comes. Prophesy to everything in your life and begin to say nothing but abundance, nothing but abundance, nothing but abundance, because the Lord uphold me. Hey, say nothing but abundance, because the Lord uphold me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God. Come on, somebody. Bless the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. And in closing, I'm going to leave out with the most powerful scripture that we all quote. But this seals the deal of this topic on today. And it says, Psalms 37, verse 25 and 26 says, I was young, and now I am old. Yet I never see the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. Meaning, Jesus, didn't we just read it in Psalms 37, I think it was verse 18, when it says right here that in times, disasters, you will never wither. And didn't we read that the inheritance will be with you for your life forever? So it's saying right here in Psalm 37:25 that when you're young now, and when you're old, you'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor your children begging bread. Meaning that because you bless, your kids going to be blessed. And because you bless, your kids going to be blessed. Come on, somebody. Somebody should grab this Abraham inheritance right now. And not only that, your kids going to be blessed. And your kids going to be blessed. How about this? Deuteronomy 28 says first, second, third, and fourth generation going to be blessed in your life because of your faithfulness, because of your obedience, because of the heritage that you obtained from the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My. So I'm letting you know, don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about their college tuition. Don't worry about how they're going to make it. All you got to do is open up your mouth and pray. All you got to do is decree and declare in the atmosphere. All you got to do is prophesy and quote these scriptures of the word of the Lord your God, and watch them have your children back. Watch them have your grandchildren back. Watch them have your great-grandchildren back. Hey, God, because of your faithfulness. Grateful is our faithfulness. And God is going to bless your children with a double portion that you ever had on your life because of you seeking his face, because of you worshiping him, because of you praising him, because of you laying the hands, because of you all up in God's face, God is going to bless your children. Oh, God, my, he's worthy on today to be praised. Verse 26 says, they are always generous and lend freely, and their children will be a blessing. That means because, you know, I have a good heart. Anybody know me? If I got it, and you give me a sad story, I'll give it. And I always went on my life, why I've been like this? What's up with me? Why do I give all the time? I know I ain't the only one out there that gives, because y'all give too. But you know what? That's good you give. You know why? Because you always give to live freely, your children going to be blessed. So I want somebody out there who loves to give all the time to touch yourself and say, I'm giving it to my children's life. I'm giving it to my children's blessing. I'm giving it to my children overflow. Hey, God, because the word of the Lord say, you are generous and living freely, your children ain't got no choice but to be blessed. So, yeah, when that person don't pay you back, don't get mad. This will bless me on today, because I used to get mad when people would pay me that. I used to cry at everything. But after I read this on today, I'd never get mad again if they don't pay me back. You know why? Because I'm sowing into my children's inheritance. I'm sowing into their wealthy place. I'm sowing into their breakthroughs. I'm sowing into their righteous place. I'm sowing into every door that God is going to open into their life. Hey, God, Robosa, I'm sowing so that they don't have to go through the struggle, pains, and hurts that I go through. I'm sowing because they don't have to get dogged out and get hurt by people. I'm sowing so God can shelter them in their life. Hey, God, somebody should get excited, huh? Because somebody out there been praying for their kids, and I want you to know that you're sowing into their life. Hey, God, Robosa, you're sowing into their life. Now, in closing, I just want to let you know that two times in Psalms 37, it says the Lord upholds in verse 17 and verse 24. Well, anything in the Bible more than twice is a covenant of God, meaning it is stamped, signed, sealed, and delivered in the blood of Jesus. So I want to let you know that this seal in Psalms 37 that he upholds you. But not only that, the Lord had me study something today in Psalm 37 that I never studied. And I was like, okay, Lord, what this for? But he gave me revelation when it was done. 17 times, and I want you today, if you got an NIV Bible or the old King James, whatever, but I studied out the New International Version. 17 times the Lord name was mentioned in Psalms 37. Verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 7. Verse 9, verse 17, verse 18, verse 20, verse 22, verse 23, verse 24, verse 28, verse 33, verse 34, verse 39, and verse 40. 17 times in Psalm 37, all by itself, the Lord's name was mentioned. You know why the Lord says name was mentioned? To let you know that you don't never in your life have anything to worry about, because when you need anything, all you got to do is say, Lord. Hey, no more shot. All you got to do, if you can't say nothing else, just say, Lord. All you got to do when tears rolling down your face is say, Lord. All you got to do whenever you get any type of bad news is say, Jesus. Because that's another name for Lord. All you got to do when they're talking about their lying on you is say, Jesus. All you got to do when it seems like your back is against the wall and you don't know how you're going to take that next step, you just say, Lord Jesus, and you can trust in him to uphold your very life. Come on, somebody, and bless the name of the Lord. Bless him. Bless him on today. Hallelujah. My. Bless him. Because he's worthy, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, abundance is in the atmosphere on today. It's all in the atmosphere. I'm telling you, you just grab it, you grab it, you grab it. Because it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Today is Motivational Monday. And all you have to do is call yourself by name and say, it's yours. I can do it for you right now. Tashana, it's yours. Tashana, the abundance is yours. Tashana, you walking in it. Tashana, you're going to attain it in this season in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And say, it's mine. It's yours. Hey, God. In the name of Jesus. So I'm finna get ready to open up the switchboard line and open up the chat room. If anybody have a prayer request or you just want to say something, and now is your time to do so. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's yours in the name of Jesus. Don't you ever worry about anything, because the Lord, he is God. And he said, oh, holding your very hands. When you think that you can't even lift them, don't you know that he's lifting them for you? When you think you can't even open up your mouth, don't you know he is opening up your mouth for you? When you think that you don't even have the words to say, he's hearing them in your soul. Harabosa. When you think that you can't even move forward, God is already leading you already along the way. Hey, God, is yours. Nothing but abundance for you. I want you to say, nothing but abundance for me. Nothing but abundance for me. Nothing but, oh, Rabos. Nothing but abundance for me. Nothing but abundance for me. In the name of Jesus. A lot of us, we all have faith. You know, we all have faith in God, and we know what he can do. But a lot of times the enemy attack our mind and make us think it's not going to happen because it hasn't happened yet. And a lot of times we think it's never going to come forth. And a lot of times we think that, you know, oh, well, I've been like this. I'm just calm, cool, content, and this. But the devil is a liar because we just read it on today in Genesis 41. I want y'all to meditate on that before February comes. I want y'all to meditate on Psalm 37 and know that nothing but abundance is for you. Hold up, Osha. Nothing but abundance. Whatever you need to do in your life, you just do it. Whatever you desire to do, you just do it. And you motivate yourself and you determine yourself and you stay focused and you stay encouraged. Sometimes you ain't got to worry about nobody encouraging you. You just be like David in 1 Samuel 30 and encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes ain't nobody going to tell you you're doing good, but you say, you know what, girl, I know what, dude, you did good on today. You ain't got to tell yourself that you preach good because you should already know in your spirit because it hit you first. I'm telling you, if nobody say that they even touched by this word today, it touched me first, twice, because I had to get it when I studied it, and I got it just again now. So I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to be confident in who you are and God, who God is in your life, because I'm telling you, if you're going to be a people pleaser like Galatians 1 says, you cannot be Christ serving, but you got to do things that you please in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. So in this season, nothing but abundance is in your life.
Oh,
hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to open up the phone lines ending. And, oh, this is my sister. Missionary, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Missionary Bobby Smith, calling from Ben Harbor, Michigan. I just want to encourage everybody to just continue to lean and depend on the Lord. Just call those things that be not as though they were, and just believe the word in God and believe that everything you speak out of your mouth on today is yours. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, Jesus. Woman of God, I already know you is. Prophetess Patricia. Do you have anything to say for the people before we get out?
Just real quick, just to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be blessed on this day, and speak it and live it.
Come on, come on. Yes,
amen.
God, yes, God.
Glory to God.
Somebody is on the air. Their number starting with 512. Call you live on the air. You want to say anything?
Yes, I just wanted to thank you, obviously, for allowing God to use you. I wanted to ask for prayer for our house selling and the next place that God wants us to move in direction in our finances.
Okay. Good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch this sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I want you to touch her like never before, God. As the word was being spoken on today, God, uphold her life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, oh, God, like never before, God. Stretch forth your mighty hand, God. Just like you told Moses in Exodus 3 that you would stretch forth your mighty hand, God. Oh, God, let nothing but abundance fall on her life right now in the name of Jesus, God. That every door she begins to go to, God, automatically open it up, God. Oh, God, let her have the master's key to open up every door in our life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, saturate her with success in the name of Jesus and prosperity. Bless her family, God. Bless her whole family from the rooftop to the bottom, God. Put a protection hedge all around it, God. Everything she touches, blood, God. Everything she says out of her mouth, God, back it up in the name of Jesus. I just see healing and deliverance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Take us to the never level like never before in the name of Jesus, God. Your word on today, God, said nothing but abundance, God. You said on today, God, in a family we have more than enough, God. You said on today, God, when we're young and old, we never see the righteous forsaken, nor our seed begging bread. You said when we live generously, oh, God, our children be blessed, God. Oh, God, we just thank you now, God, for upholding us, God. We thank you, God, that we can call on your name, God. You said nothing but abundance, oh God, will fall in our lives like the sands of the seashore, God. You said we inherited so much for the rest of our life, God. You said that it'd be so much beyond measure, we won't have room enough to count it all, God. So I speak the blessings over her lives right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give her the mind, God, to do your will the way you want her to do it, God. You said in Ecclesiastes 8, God, you said, God, that whatever we ask you for, God, it should be established, oh God. And not only that, God, you said in Proverbs 8, God, that good advice and success belongs to us. Insight and strength are mine. So God, let her just get the godly insight and open up many doors in her life, God, and give her the ability to obtain all the wealth. And just because she's a woman, God, and you said in Proverbs 11:16, that beautiful women obtain wealth. I seal it over our life. I stamp it over our life in the blood of Jesus. And it is so, God. And these walls of Rabbo Shaya will not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, we worship you now, God, for nothing but abundance. We thank you, God, for motivation on Monday. It is spoken over her life now. And it is so. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, I just want you to know that today is Motivational Monday, and I want you to motivate yourself today like you have lost your mind. When people begin to say, what is you talking about? Say, I'm motivating myself because I'm setting myself up for my position. I'm setting myself up to get the inheritance from God. I'm setting myself up to get all the promises that God has promised me. I'm setting myself up to walk in greatness. I'm setting myself up for nothing but abundance. I'm setting myself up for the excellence that God has spoken over my life. And I'm telling you, whatever you want for next month, I want you to begin to write it down, because next month is Faith Favor Finance February, and whatever you want, when you name it, you shall claim it and you shall obtain it in the name of Jesus. So I want you to begin to write it down and know, not just go beyond believing, but just know that God is good for your life because the word has been spoken. Because the Bible says, have faith in the Lord God, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Have faith in the Lord God, you will be upheld. See, uphold. Have faith in the Lord God, you will be upheld. And have faith in his prophets, you will be successful and prosper. And I promise you, if you just do what God says to do, I promise you, you will see overflow like never before in your life in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God, we worship you on today, God. Oh, God, we give you all the glory and praise, God. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus, God. As his word were not spoken up today, will not fall to the ground, God, but nothing but abundance will overflow in their life. Lord, uphold them like never before. And, oh, God, just bless them beyond measures, God. Grant all their prayer requests and make all their plans succeed, God.
Yes, Lord,
we thank
God.
You now. We honor and adore you. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to bless everybody on today. I thank God for all of you who called in. I know I can't get everybody on the phone lines. I thank everybody in the text box and in the chat room. God bless you all. I'm telling you, you are powerful men and women of God. You are kings and queens. I'm telling you, the whole month of February, sisters, I'm just going to tell you what God told me today. Since next month is Faith, Favor, Finance February, walk and dress and act like faith, favor, and finance. I'm telling you, walk with your head held high like you that king and that queen that you are. Talk like it, live like it, look like it, even smell like it. I'm telling you, even when your family say, what you doing? You're doing something different. I even set up your table like royalty. Even take a bath like your royalty. I don't care if you got to go to the Dollar Tree and get a whole bunch of rose petals. Put them in your cup like your royalty. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're setting yourself up for the inheritance. You're making out a check and your cash in your inheritance. Don't you know that? So I want you to know that God is going to do some great things in our life, some great dynamic and awesome things in our life in this season, in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, I want you all to be blessed. On tomorrow, I won't be on, but I'll be back Wednesday at 2 p.m. during lunch rush. I'm your host, Associated Pastor Tashana Wiley. I just want you to know that may the Lord keep you as the apple of his eye. I just want you to know that the best is yet to come and greatness is in store for your life. I just want you to know that speak whatever you want in this season. And know that he is going to do it in your life. Because you know why? Because God is greatness, and he's worthy to be praised in this season. I want you to know, just pray to God and watch him do it. I'm going to leave you guys with pray until you get an answer. And I want you to know that God loves you. Be blessed. Agape!
too late. No friends and nobody that I can call. Seems like nobody cares about me at all. Listen to a note.